Out front, I'm King David McKenzie. Medical marijuana advocates in California said the Obama administration's announcement of new guidelines for pot prosecutions earlier this week contained some hopeful signs for AIDS patients who use marijuana, but lacked the specifics needed to keep patients and their suppliers out of court. Dale Geringer, California coordinator of the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, said the administration's advice to U.S. attorneys that they respect state laws, such as California's Proposition 215, the 1996 measure legalizing medicinal use of the drug, was encouraging. However, he added, the policy has major loopholes that give prosecutors broad discretion to determine what they think is legal. A Justice Department memo sent Monday to federal prosecutors in California and 13 other states whose laws allow medical use of marijuana provides guidelines to implement the policy Attorney General Eric Holder announced in March, that federal authorities should refrain from arresting or prosecuting people who are complying with their state's laws. Federal prosecutors should focus on major drug traffickers and networks rather than on those who are in clear and unambiguous compliance with existing state laws on medical marijuana, according to Deputy Attorney General David Ogden. But he added some qualifications. Prosecutors can go after those who sell marijuana for profit, a category that federal authorities have commonly invoked in charging growers and sellers of medicinal pot. San Francisco's U.S. Attorney, Joseph Ruzziniello, asserted in August that most of California's 300 marijuana dispensaries make profits in violation of state guidelines and are therefore open to federal prosecution. Ogden also said the Justice Department would fight any effort by people now charged with marijuana-related crimes in federal court to claim that they were simply following state law. And even those who are clearly complying with a state's law can be investigated and prosecuted, he said, in the pursuit of important federal interests. Ruzziniello's office is prosecuting owners of two Hayward area medical marijuana dispensaries that were licensed by local governments. In March, after Holder's announcement, federal agents raided Emeline's California Cannabis Clinic in San Francisco, which had a city permit. No charges were filed. Since Holder's announcement, prosecutors have told several federal judges in California that the new policy did not justify leniency for marijuana defendants whose cases originated during President George W. Bush's administration. Judges have nonetheless imposed lighter sentences than the Justice Department wanted, notably a one-year term for a Central Coast pot club operator for whom prosecutors had been seeking 5 years. Out front at baronofarizona@gmail.com, I'm King David McKenzie.